Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has fired a warning shot across the bows of the collective savings industry. For the past 3 years, he said, we have been trying to negotiate with the pension funds and insurers for direct access to the savings industry by state-owned entities such as the Land Bank and the Industrial Development Corporation. We have not been successful, and it is a fundamental problem we have to solve. Godongwana, quoted by News 24 Business, was speaking at the announcement by the Land Bank that it had finally cured its four-year debt default by reaching a restructuring solution with lenders. It is the latest in a long chorus by ANC cabinet ministers for the introduction of prescribed assets to push collective savings, that's our investments and pension funds, into government investments. The success story that is Capitec continues. In a statement to the market, Capitec says that headline earnings per share are expected to rise in a range of 35% to 37%, with basic earnings expected to rise by the same amount. The market certainly liked the news. Capitec's share was up 3% at the bell last evening, taking it to a 52-week high. And Elon Musk says his satellite-based internet service is waiting for regulatory approval before it can launch in South Africa. Musk was responding to a local user of X who complained about trying to homeschool two children using a 6 megabytes a second satellite internet service attached to a wind pump. The user, who calls him or herself simply Boer, urged Musk to bring Starlink to South Africa to solve the problem. According to News 24, Musk responded very briefly on X, waiting for regulatory approval. However, the regulator, ICASA, has confirmed it has not yet received an application from the company behind Starlink for a license. Markets are relatively quiet ahead of the release tomorrow of the latest U.S. inflation data. JSE closed last evening with both the All-Share and Top 40 just above flat. However, London's FTSE, the Dow in New York, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were all up between 1.1 and 1.2%. Tokyo and Hong Kong this morning just above flat, Sydney up 0.5%. The U.S. dollar has firmed to 110 against the euro. Read that together with Wall Street, and it looks as though investors are starting to bet on a bigger-than-expected interest rate cut in the U.S. The Fed's Open Markets Committee gathers next week. There'll be much speculation ahead of that. The rand against the dollar, 1789, 1974 to the euro, 2338 to sterling. Gold at 2,502, platinum 943, Bitcoin just over 56,600, Brent crude oil unchanged at just under $72 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.